That's what mehesig yad means. Rashi says, "Oim erkul lai." That's a person says he's mechayiv himself to give the value of himself to hegdish. V'yein lo kedayer, he doesn't have enough money to pay that. So Ksiv says over there, al pi shatasig yad hanoyde, how much he could afford? Yarechenu makoyin. Ksiv basa v'chol erkecho. I was only talking about such a case over there that he has to give at least a shekel. Then a case where he doesn't even own the shekel, send the kohen does not give any pidyon upon him. But I was only talking about a special loch over there by Erkechin where you don't have enough money to pay the way you're supposed to. So there it has to be that you pay at least a shekel. But could be here by Petach Hamor, that Bon Hodes, you can be poided with a set kolshu, even if it's only worth a penny, you can be poided with a set. Now, Omer of Nachum says it should know halacha gedir b'chachomim. We talk a pasuk like chachomim that you could be poida the pigeon you could poida the petach emor with this worth anything. But for kama, how much does it have to be worth? So Omer says Omer of Yosef afilu petruza ba'danki, even like a small seh that's only worth a danka, which is 1/6 of a dinar. Or the Rashbam says 1/6 of a shekel. It's worth very little, still that's how much you could buy it with. The Rashbam says, Kol shah filu truza badanka filu v'sheis kochush and shavel shtus ha-shekel. It's only worth 1/6 of a shekel. Omar Rav says, afana namatinin, what's the name of this? Afana namatinin, it says, God of the cotton, it says before, you can be prayed with a seh, whether it's big or whether it's small, no matter how small it is. So it's a cheap, of course. Rashi da filu the tuza the kol shu kamar rabbon liel. So Mora says no. Madvei, I would have thought to say kuli high loy so small not inamiros betruza loy betruza not kamashma on both yes that even though it's not worth too much even the tuza Rashi says to kochush it's a very weak one still even though it's a very weak one a very cheap one you're allowed to use that type of a set to play the your big strong petachamo. Rav Yehuda nisiyah heavily petachamo. If you didn't see, you had a petach amor. So shadri lekayim with the Rav Tafin. Stand in front of Rav Tafin. Omalei kama bino lemeisav lekayin. How much do I have to give to the kayin? So omalei said back to him like this. A yomer was said, ayin yofav yav a good eye the seller. You'll spend a seller to be paid your petach amor. That's how much it says should be worth. Ayin roi yav a bed eye b'shekel. That's a half of a seller. Beinus of your middle v'regia. That's like 3 zuz. In other words, a sela is 4 zuz, and a shekel is 2 zuz. And he told him to do it with a benyanis. That's bergia. That's for 3 zuz. Omer Rav says zilchus alocher is bergia. That's how much you should spend 3 zuz. The kama, how much is that? The plus a zuz, you should spend 3 zuz. That's how much he says should be worth. Now rogel hocher b'rogel hochi. Like it's one more than a stingy one, and one less than a nayin toy. That's called a beninus. So Mora still says lechura kash yichas yichas astiru nalochas. And before we paskin, even a kosher was good. Now we're paskin; you have to worth at least 3 sloyim, at least 3 zuz. Mora says lekasha kan b'bolinloch kan b'yosem miyatsmoi. If he comes and asks shaila, how much should he give? Then we tell him to give a set that's worth a little bit more. It should be worth like 3 zuz. But if he does it on his own, then echnami, but the evidence kosher, no matter how much it's worth, that's the psak locha before. If he does it by himself, it's kosher. No matter how little it's worth. Omer Rav Yitzchak, Omer Rav Shlokish, mi sheyesh lo petach amor, v'yein l'sel avdoisa. Somebody has a petach amor, but he does not have a set to be poided with. So padeya b'shoviv, if he wants to, he can be poided, redeem it with the value. See how much money that petach amor is worth, and the value of it he can give to the kohen. So Laman, who's this go like? Ilaim Rav Yehuda Ho Omar Hekpid Wal of Torah B'Seh. He said, no, before the Torah's Mak V'Dafka, you have to use a Seh. Mashmi, you cannot use money, you have to use a Seh. Elul Rabbi Shimon, it goes according to Rabbi Shimon, that he also knows was Mutabano, and therefore the Torah wasn't Mak V'Dafka with the Seh. If you want, you can give it to Shav, if you give it the money. So the Chiddush of a Seh is even less than the value. Also, you can give a Seh. Ravacha Masni, Ravacha learned it this way. But Ravina Kasha, Ravina Yosef Akasha. Now the Gemara says, Ravina Kasha, Ravina had a question on this. So Rashi explains that how could you put Resh Lokish Zalocha that says you could be paid with Bishova with the value of the Petach Amor? And it goes according to Rabbi Shimon, Alamais, we passing like Rabbi Yehuda. So how could you say Lechur, Rabbi Shimon goes slowly with Hilchasa? So again, Ravina Kasha, the Klal is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Aloha, Rabbi Yehuda. This is the Gemara in Erevin. Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Shimon? And also the Stam Lontonic Rabbi Yehuda. Here it's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. That we said the Petach HaMotak is also Bahanor before you poider it. If so, the Yata Mat Aloha, Rabbi Shimon, like Halkam Rashloka says now that you could be poider it Bishavir with the value of it, the Talmudah goes according to Rabbi Shimon, the Shlele Fehilchasa. Samara says no. Ella, what you have to say is Filo Temer Rabbi Yehuda. Even you could say that Rosh Lakish goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Lo Yehi Chomim in Hegdish, that Pidyon Petach Amor can't be more strict than Hegdish. Rashi says she poyed the kesef b'shaviv, like that's cause of kavu chayma. Madach real Hegdish, you could be poyed it with the value of it. So here also Petach Amor pshit, you could be poyed it with the value of it. And therefore, v'loy omru Torah b'seh, when the Torah said that you can be pardoned with his seh, that's lahachmer olav el lahokal olav. The Torah did not say it to be machmer upon you, that you have to use something more, but adav, the Torah said to be mekel upon you, could do something less. That you do not have to use the shaviyah of the value of the petach amor, but you could even take a simple seh like we had before, and it's worth very little, and use that to be pardoned the petach amor. Now, Rav Nachman bred Rav Yosef, Porik lay bisholki b'shaviv. He also held like Rosh Lakish that you could be poided the petach amor with cooked vegetables as long as they use they're the value, the same value of the petach amor, and give that to the kohen. Omrav shizbi, omrav huna ha poid the petach amor shachaveiroi. If somebody goes to be poida his friend's petach amor, not your own, somebody else's, so pidyoinoi pod the sakachal, the pidyon is chal, and the ma'isa the kedusha the yisrano goes off the petach amor. The question is now, Iboiluhu, Pidyoino Lepoida, who gets the pigeon, this money, who does it go to? Is Pidyoino Lepoida, does it go to the one now, this Chava, the friend, that was Poiderit? Oiduma, maybe Pidyoino Lebailim, now goes back to the original Bailim. Who gets this pigeon? So, Mother says, Ali, but the Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, Loiti Bor, there's no Shiloh. Kivin the Yama Mutta Bano, since he said the Petach Amor is Mutta Bano, is Memoina the Bailamu. So, like Shita, the Petach Amor itself still belongs to the first owner. Even though somebody else came in with Poyder it, so there's no tzad to say the fact you're Poyder, you gave the set to the Kohen, that you should now receive the Petach Amor. No, since the Petach Amor even from before belonged to the Bailam, Shita still belongs to him. And therefore, you that gave the set now to the Kohen, Stan, you did your friend the Toiva, but you lose out, you can't get anything from it. That's one way to look at it. So, Alibud Rabbi Shimon, let Tibor, let Kibud Yom Mutabano, Mumayna de Bailamu. Ki Tibor, where's my Shiloh? Alibud Rabbi Yudah, current Rabbi Yudah. The Yom that he says, Osabano, he says the Petach Amor itself is Osabano before you poider it. So, therefore, now the Shiloh is when somebody else is poider it, who gets the Petach Amor? So, do we say, Le Hegdish Madmile, it's Daimat Hegdish. Rachman on the Torah says, "V'nosan akes of a kamloi," that the one that redeems it with the money, he gets it. So here also maybe the one that redeems it, he has a right not to keep this petach amor. Rashi, "V'nosan akesav dechsev yesam makdish yigoyel mashma kol mishit and akesav he hektish loy." Whoever redeems it, he keeps it. Or do maybe no, kiven the korne luhu pebenei ubenei, since the original owner owns this petach amor for the fact that he has a right to be paid with a seh that's worth less the money, and he gains on the deal, so he does have some bailus here in this petach amor. Yes, so maybe the dom lehegdish is not daim to hegdish, and therefore even if somebody else redeems it, still the petach amor remains by the first bailim, and the second one has no right to it. That's the shaila. So Moshe Omer of Nachman says, Toshima, come in here. It says, Alocho, Hagoyin of Petach Amor Shachaveroi, if you steal the Petach Amor, the Bechor, of the Chamor from your friend, is Mishalm Tashlume Kefil Abaylim, you have to pay back Kefil to the Bailim. You're a Ganef, you have to pay back double the amount to the Bailim. V'yafa pi Shein Lo Yachshu, even though right now the owner has nothing, even though it's not his Rishus right now, before he's Poiderit, but still, Yesh Lo Yachshu Mikan, he'll have it later on. Therefore, it's called you stole something from him, and therefore you have to pay back the kefil. So, who does this go like? Yilei Merem Shimon, because according to Rabbi Shimon that holds the petach amor is muta b'hanor right now. So, my ein lo yachshiv. What did it say? He has nothing right now. Even right now, also it's muta b'hanor. Ela pshita for sure, Rabbi Yudah. This goes according to Rabbi Yudah. Now, the Yi Sagat Adit would tell me and think that Lehegdish Marminullah, you make this daima to Hegdish. If so, the Goynev mi base Ishom Rachmono, Vloy mi base Hegdish. The Torah says only if you steal from base Ish and not from base Hegdish. Since this daima to Hegdish, there's no din Ganif. The Sulaimidi, you can't ask on this. This is the clear proof to say that Pidyon Pet Chamor is not daima to Hegdish, and even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds Zasa Bano, still the original owner has ownership in it, that the Bnei makes it like his, and therefore if somebody else has paid for it, Pshit, it still stays by the first owner. Yeah. Now it says the Mishnah Achaz Bichru of Yachra Shalai Bichru. So kids, when you have a suffix whether you have a chiyuv petach hamor, the Mishnah says you have to be mafreshit v'yareyu shaloi. And then it says when it's areyu shaloi, it's even nichnas ladir lisaser. So tell the rabbon, look at this in the brayso. Kate Sadom has the Mishnah meet to say nichnas ladir lisaser, that this suffix petach hamor, this suffix said that you are mafresh for suffix petach hamor, you keep it, you even use it for ma'aseh behema. So iat to yochlam, you can't tell me. But liyat koyin, we already came liyat koyin, meaning to say we was a vadai, a vadai petach hamor. Rashi says yat yochlam, but the koyinim nostu yisvala koyin shuv and nechdas lisaser. Loy biyat koyin, not even by the koyin. Loy biyat yisro, for the chos yisro, but even you brought it back, or else the koyin gave it to you for a present. Shirei shenina, because we learned halakeach, if somebody buys the behema, or else vishenita loy b'matana, somebody gives it to you for a present. It's potter from Maisa Behema. Maisa Behema is only the 10 new crop that was born by you that year. So you have to take off 1/10 to make it for Maisa Behema. But it has to be born by you, and not that you bought it or that you gave it for a present. So if you give it to the Kayin by the Kayim Shit, it's a maton, he can't make Maisa. He gives it back to the Yisrael, also no din Maisa. Ela must be like this. We're talking about now. The Yisrael Shahoyuloy Asora Sofik Petri Chamorim Betech Beis Beisoy. Or Yisrael had 10 Sofik Petachamos, 10 of them, like the Mishnah we had, cases of Sofik, you have a Sofik where the Zoch and the Kebi came out together, you don't know which one came out first. Shemafresh Alokar is in such a case, Shemafresh Aleyim Asora Shayin, you have to be Mafresh set aside 10 says for them. And the Mishnah says, Vehain Shaloy, you own it. So in this case, where you own it now, it remains yours. And therefore, if you have 10 of them like this, they'll ma'aseh behema from them. So Mor says, Misaila le Rav Nachman, this should be approved for Rav Nachman. The Yomer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba bar Avuha, Yisrael, Shehoi Yiloy Asara, Sofik Petri Chamorim, a Jew that had 10 Sofik Petri Chamors, Alokar is Mafresh Alehen Asara, Shein, he could Mafresh 10 Shein, O Ma'aseh takes off Ma'aseh, Behein Shaloi, because he could fill with this Alokha, where you have Sofik Petri Chamorim, even though you mafresh a sefer for them, since the din is you can keep it. It's not like you gave it for a maton, it's not like you bought it, but it's like it was always yours. Vein shaloi, therefore the din of ma'aseh behema on them. Now, v'yom Rav Nachman amar Rabba bar Avuha, Yisrael, shehoi yiloy asara Petri Chamorim vadoyim. A Jew that had 10 Petri Chamorim, he had a few Chamorim, 10 of them, each gave birth to a Zohar, the first one. Petrich based in his house. Shenoflu mi beis avi imoy koyein, that fell to him, it was his mother's father that was a koyein. His mother's father was a koyein. Now vi oisei avi imoy, your mother's father koyein, noflu loy mi beis avi imoy Yisrael, it fell to him from his mother's father that was a Yisrael. So Rashi says, the Yoz Chayov Mepidyon, the Bishus Yisrael Nodu. It comes out that originally this Chamor like was born by Yisrael. Therefore the Tchalaloch of Pidyon Petah Chamor. So then it went down the Yerusha to the Kain, and now the Kain gives it down to his sons, which are Yisraelim. So what's the Loch now? So Loch is Mafresh Aleyem Asor Shein. This Yisrael now has to be Mafresh 10 says. Or Maestrin, and he takes off Maestr Behemah from them, Vein Shaloi, and they all belong to him. Rashi says, Mafresh Asar Shein Lafuki, take off the Yisur, Vein Shaloi, because the Mad, the Mechayiv Koyin, Hamurish Lassus men, Oisezem him, like he Yashin, the son now, or the grandson now, Yashin from his grandfather, that was a Koyin. So that Kohen, what would he have to do? That Kohen, since he yashna from his great father also that was Yisrael, so true, the Kohen now would have to be mafresh, that's all, but he has a right to keep it for himself. So now that the Yisrael yashens from the Kohen, he has the same halacha, that he has to be mafresh, set aside his seh, but he has the right to keep it for himself, even though he's only Yisrael, but he's coming bo from his mother's father that was a Kohen. And that where he got it from, he had a right to keep it for himself. So now this Yerush also has a right to keep it himself. That's called Vein Shaloi. V'yom Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Amar Avua. Yisrael, Shoho Yeloi Tfolim, Memurchim Atech Beisoi. A Yisrael that had Tevel, means Tfua, wheat that grew in Eretz Yisrael, that did not take off Truma Samaisus yet. And Memurachim means Meruach. Means he already made a pile out of it, and he smoothed down the pile that already was a chiv ready to take off the Truma Semaisus. Now he got this Yisrael, shenoflu mi beis avi imoi, that he yashin this from his mother's father, Kayin, that was a Kayin. Now of course he had a right to keep the Truma. But v'yoysoy avi imoi Kayin, noflu loy mi beis avi imoi Yisrael. Again, the kanda that Kayin also yashin it from his mother's father, which was the Yisrael. So it was originally grown, there was a chiv to take off Truma Semaisus and give it to a Kohen. Then it fell the Yerusha to a Kohen. So the Kohen has the same halacha, that he has to be mafresh Truma, but he has a right to keep it. And now it fell down to the Yisrael. So halacha is again Maisrin, he has to take off Truma Semaisus, but Vein Shaloi, he has a right to keep it. So rather the Truma Shaboi, he can't eat, he'll have to, he has a right to sell it to a Kohen, but he has a right to keep the Momni Shaboi. Now the Mor says, we need both cases. Both by Maisar, by Petach Amor, and by Truma. The Yashmin and Kumai is only the first case of Petach Amor, Mishum the Mafresh Vekoi. So Rashi explains that Mafresh Vekoi means that the Petach Amor and the Seh are two different things. So therefore, when the first Kohen, like Yashin, the Petach Amor from the Israel, we look as if it was already Hufresh, as if there was a Seh there already. So therefore, we look as if the Seh was there, and he has a right to keep the Seh. So therefore, when it goes down to the Yisrael, he also has a right to keep the Seh. Avlocha b'rovia by Truma, ma'aton v'shloi hurmu, maybe is kimish l'hurmu damyim. That l'mais of the Tevel, it's one piece of wheat here, and you do not take off the Truma. It's not two separate things, it's one thing. So kol zman, you are not mafresh the Truma, we do not see the Truma to be here. Is they maloi? So I say, even though this Koyin Yashin from the Yisrael, the Tevel, but I should not look as if the Truma was taken off already, and he has the right to keep the Truma. So therefore, when he yashens it down again to the Yisrael, maybe the Yisrael has a regular chiv to give off Truma, give it away to the Kohen. So I need the Chiddush here also know that still we consider like the Kohen has a right to keep the Truma, and therefore when the Yisrael yashens it from him, he also has the right to keep the value, the mumness of the Truma. Now, the Yashvin and Hokhav, we just hear the second case by Truma, they're the Efshali Yasurei Minayobei. There you could take off Truma from it itself. The Homonach, it's all here, like from the Tevo, from the wheat that you have, from this wheat itself you take off Truma. So therefore we consider as if the Truma is here ready, and as if the Kohen has a right to keep it, therefore when the Yisrael yashins it from the Kohen, the Yisrael also has a right to keep the Truma. I will host them over there by the Petach Amor. Kivun the Semiyama boy lasuye, or mafresh v'koyim, lemaisa the Kohen is only yashin this Petach Amor from his, a Yisrael. Now when the Kohen had it, there was no seder yet, he has to bring another seder from someplace else. So Mela, since he was a mafresh to say yet, maybe I should only look at it as if there's a chiv of Petach Amor, and now when the Yisrael yashin the Petach Amor, he also has a chiv to be mafresh to say and give it to a Kohen. We do not consider if the Kohen was already Zeicha in this Seh, because the Seh was not here yet. Is a Maloi, maybe I would not say that, so it's Zeicha. Therefore, in both Chedush, in both cases, I say that when the middle Yerusha, when the Kohen yashened it, we consider as if by him already it was Hufresh the Truma, and he had a right to keep it, and as if it was Hufresh the Seh, and he had a right to keep the Seh. So now when he dies and it goes down to his sons, the grandson, the Yisrael, he also has the same thing as his Meirish, that he just has to be mafresh to Tle or mafresh to Truma, but he has the right to keep it. Omer Rav Shmuel bar Nosen, Omer Rabbi Chanino, Halakeach Tfolim Memurchim Menoviki Chovim. Let's say somebody buys Tevel, you buy wheat that was grown in Eretz Yisrael, that's already memurach. It means you're already nigmru malachton. That made you piled, you smooth down the pile. So really, that's a zman achiv of truma. But you bore it off in avik echavim. So lachur is now maestrin. You have to take off truma to maestros. Vein shaloi, they belong to you. You still have a right to keep it. Rashi says, ha truma atzma, or moichul a kohen, you have a right to sell to a kohen. So Gemara says, let's see. To ma'achinu man, who was the one that made the meruach here? Who smoothed down the pile? Like, who made the gemar malocha? That's really b'shas achiv of the truma semaisis. Who did it over here? Silem, if you want to tell me, the ma'achinu avikichovim, that the guy did it, is so d'gon chom rachmon of l'dogon avikichovim. So pshita, there's no chiv truma semaisis altogether. So why does it say you have to be mafresh and you keep it? The chur is part of the goncho. Rashi says the gunecho ma shatim amarei chayi betruma. V'lei meruach avikov. Now with the guy does. So pshita yepota. It must be the case over here was the machinu Yisrael mirushus avikichovim that a Jew made the meruach. A Jew was there b'shas the gemar malach. He smoothed down the pile, but he did it mirushus. The guy gave him a right to do it. Rashi says the machinu Yisrael mirushus avikichovim. So in such a case, Maestrin, you have to take off Meister. Why? That we hold that even though a goy owned it, his kinyan is not strong enough to take off the Gedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, since the Meister, these peris, these tfua, this wheat, grew in the kark of Eretz Yisrael, it's called Gedusha, it's called a chiba, take off Shumas and Meisters, even though it belongs to a goy. But just if the goy would have made the Miruach, that's a ptur. So here the Jew made the meruach. There's a chiyuv to take off truma semaisris. So Rashi says brishus means shoy Yisrael oris. The Yisrael was working for the guy for karka that belonged to every kachavim. The locker is then is maisav ein shaloi. You have to take off truma semaisris, but you have a right to keep it. Why? Why did the Jew have a right to keep it like it just sold to a kohen? Why does he have a chiyuv to give it to the kohen? Yomla, he has the right to say to the Kohen, Ko'asinu mekoyach gavro, dolei motzis v'shtu yodin abadei. Listen, I received this from a goy. Now, if the goy himself would have had this truma semaisis, the Kohen can never get it out of his rishus. So therefore, since I got it from a goy, I have this sent in as a goy. I don't have to give it over I don't have to give it out of matana to the Kohen, but rather belongs to me, and I have a right to sell it to the goy. Gemara says, "Kanan hofta." On the list, the Mishnah in Demai that says, "Hamaskid peirotzov eitzalakusi." Somebody has peiros, and he gives it for the kohen and lets a guy watch it eitzalakusi, or else the eitzalamorot he gives it to an amorot to watch it. The locher is becheskoson. There's still becheska since it was the Jew's peiros first. So when you get it back, we still say it's your peiros. Lemaister or leshvia. Alright, so kusin and not a guy. And again, Hamaskit Peres of Es Akusi. Akusi is a Jew, just of a Geriem, if they were in the Namakayim the Torah. Or else Es Lamorot, because still the Cheskas Lemaisa. Rashi says in Mushar and Haim, if you took off Shumas Lemaisa before you gave it to him, his Enchaj, don't be afraid, maybe he changed it around. Or else Shriyas, maybe change on Peres Shriyas. But no, we say it's still your Peres, it's still like your Peres, and therefore you have a right to eat it. Lemaisa or Lashriyas. What's going to be though, Eitz Lev Gechavim? Let's say you gave your peiros that you already took off Shumas Semaisus, or it's Noki Mechshah Shvius, and you gave it to a guy to hold for you, to make a Pekod Isha watch it for you on Shemitah, or you gave it to him to watch your peiros. Halacha is then when you receive it back, Ke Peirosav. There's Lachwa, it's a peiros of a guy. Rashi says, why? You have to be afraid like the Vade Chafinu, for sure we switched it around. But Sorach Laakrish Men Maisa, you have to go Maisa now. So Rashi says, and High Tenth Tana holds, Tiyay Meruach Avikachavim Praiser. That even though a guy made the meruach here, like what are you afraid about? Maybe he switched it with his own teres. His own teres, who the guy made the meruach, he made the gemar meruach, he smoothed down the pile. So she'd be potter anyway. No, this time old, even though a guy made the meruach, still the teres was grown in Eretz Yisrael, has kedusha, the chiyuv take off truma semaisis. But plufti b'mnochas torik mishmor. Take a machlokes the gemar menochas. That's the loch etzav gechavim kepei roitzes. We have Shimonai mid Demai. Shimon says, no, it's only Demai. Rashi says, Sofik, Chilfon, Sofik, Loi Chilfon. The
it's not sausage, it's not a vada that's a great change, it's only a sausage that looks like tonight. Now, Omar Reb Lozo, lahafrish, whether you have to be mafrish or not, from these parents that he gave to the great to watch, kuliyam uloi pligabad, you have to be mafrish. Ki pligu is a maflekis over here, litnun lakoin, you have to give it to koin or not. That's a maflekis. Tanakamas of vada echal finu, that the goy for sure exchange it, and the parish you have now for sure is like devil. Well, therefore, boy, miss little koin, you have to not only be mafrish to true Mr. Maithus, but you also have to give it to the koin. Rabbi Shimon Sava, no, demai, it's only a suffix. Therefore, you have to be mafrish, but to give it to the kohen, that's a call of a moitza mechaver, or a moitza mechaver, all of a raya, you have a right to keep it, and you could sell it to a kohen and the money, you have a right to